Let's write a program that prompts the user for the names and houses of three students. But rather than just print out their names and houses to the screen, let's instead save that information to disk. In other words, let's create, say, a CSV file for comma-separated values, which is actually just a text file that programs like Excel or Numbers can open, and effectively save those names and houses permanently so that we can review them later. To do so, let's first take a look at some boilerplate code that I've started with already. Notice first that among the headers up top is now standard lib.h, which happens to have some functions related to file IO, file input and output. Notice that I've also declared a constant called students in all caps, whose value is hard-coded as 3. Notice now that inside of my main program, I'm declaring an array of size 3, using that constant, called students, each of whose members is of type student. Recall now that a student will define as having a name and a house, both of which are strings, as per this declaration in structs.h. Now, back in structs1.c, notice that I have a for loop here that's going to iterate from 0 up to 3. It's going to prompt me for a student's name and a student's house again and again and again. Then, at the bottom of this program, notice that I have another for loop that's going to free the ith student's name and the ith student's house in a similarly constructed loop. To be sure, we could combine those loops into just one, but I wanted to have some distinct segments of code for the sake of discussion here. Now, in between those for loops, let's actually have another, and this one's purpose in life is to actually save all of these names and houses that are currently in RAM to disk in the form of comma-separated values. To do so, we're going to use three new functions, fopen, fprintf, and fclose, which open a file, print to a file, and close a file. We can use them as follows. File, in all caps, which is somewhat of a curiosity in C, file gets fopen, quote-unquote, and now a name for the file, say students.csv, but I could call it most anything, comma, and now I'm going to specify a single w inside of double quotes. W, as you might have guessed already, means that fopen should open this file, called students.csv, for writing, so that we can actually save some contents to it. Let's next check if file is not equal to null, because if it is, something has probably gone wrong, in which case we should not proceed to try to print anything to it. But if it's not null, then inside of the curly braces, I'm going to iterate from I equals 0 on up to students, and I'm going to increment I on each iteration. And inside of this loop, I am going to fprintf, so as to print to a file, specifically the one I already opened, a string that looks like this, %s, comma, %s, backslash n, close quote. And now I want to plug in to each of those placeholders the actual values of a student's name and a house using the dot operator. Students bracket I dot name, comma, students bracket I dot house, close paren, semicolon. Now, below this for loop, I'm simply going to call fclose of file in order to ultimately close the file. Now, when I run this program, I shouldn't actually see anything on the screen, but I should have, after running this program, a file called students.csv in the same directory that I run the command in that should contain a comma-separated list of values. Let's take a look. Make structs1.struct1, student's name, let's say David, he'll live in Mather. Student's name, let's say Lauren, she'll live in Leverett. Student's name, let's say Rob, he'll live in Kirkland. Now again, as expected, nothing appears to have happened, but let me go ahead at the command prompt and type gedit students.csv in hopes that that file indeed exists. Gedit students.csv, enter, and indeed, notice that a file containing purely text, but text separated by commas for each field, indeed exists. And if we were using not the CS50 appliance, but a more familiar Mac or PC, it turns out that we could indeed open this CSV file with a more familiar program like Excel or Numbers.